is kind of fun. Joining me on the phone now, Michael Cohen, who is WILS Afternoon News anchor and co-host of WILS News Week in Review. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm very good. Yes, indeed. That is the name of our new program, correct?
Well, and I love the program is on from 8 to 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, tomorrow morning. It's a new show, been on for just 2 or 3 weeks. It's a great show, and it does exactly what the name says. It just kind of reviews the big stories of the week. How are you settling into that?
Well, we're still working on the formula here. It's a show that I co-host with our news director, Rich Hurl. And the idea is to not only review the big stories of the week, but also look ahead to what's coming up in the coming weeks, and also to look at other human interest stories that have been happening around the Lansing area. So it gives us a lot of leeway to cover all kinds of different issues.
Well, it's a different format for you, and I know you're enjoying that part of it, too, the more extensive interviews and going in depth into subjects.
Yep. Like, for example, this week, in terms of the local issues, we're going to look at two big deadlines that are coming up. We've got the Lansing School Board, which is set to finalize its budget next week. It was supposed to have a meeting this Thursday that was canceled, but the amazing part is the school district is crawling out of a $25 million budget hole, so I'll be talking with Rich about where we are at this point. A lot of employees are basically looking at making concessions, so we're going to find out what those might be. Also, the city council, the Lansing City Council, has to make a move next week right ahead of the July 1st ending of the medical marijuana moratorium. So that's another major issue for the city, and it's been front and center at the city council meetings.
Well, following those two stories, coming up on a timeline like that, both of them this week, it's going to be an intense week until that happens.
It is, and we're going to we're going to get into the details of what's in front of our local administrators. We also do cover statewide issues. For example, the Capitol. We of course know that the redistricting process is one of the big stories at the Capitol, and we're going to be talking to this nonpartisan group. It's a public advocacy group called the Common Cause. Because they're saying that while Republicans are basically redistricting the entire state on their own and leaving Democrats out, it could be that the public is really the ones that are losing out here. We're going to find out what they think about how the process has been ongoing, what an ideal redistricting process would look like, and also what really is the significance of these district maps. I mean, ultimately, you look at the last election where Republicans were swept into office. It seems that most of the time it's issues, political issues, and economic conditions that lead to results in elections. So we're going to talk more about the real power and the real concern there is behind these districts and how they're configured.
Well, and all some of the subjects that you're talking about, I've had, of course, on the show this week, also in this evening, and this redistricting it seems to be popping up again. It's kind of refueling. Yesterday, the Senate Democratic leader, Gretchen Whitmer, basically said Republicans did some things illegally. You know, I mean, so the charges are out there and it's not over.
In fact, yep, and not only that, but these court cases can go on for years after the process is complete. So we're not nearly at the end of this story. Another kind of off-the-wall interesting story involves milk, something that many of us drink every day, assuming we're not lactose intolerant. But Michigan State University researchers just received $5 million to study how to make cows more efficient in the way they produce milk, so that they're able to make more milk with less feed. So we're going to talk about what exactly is happening here, and we're going to talk about milk in general. Is it what's the quality of the milk we have now, and what is the real need to make these cows more and more efficient and produce more and more milk? I mean, the underlying need, of course, is the fact that our global population is exploding. We're around 7 billion now, 9 billion is not too far away. So we're going to discuss these where this money is going to go at the university.
Well, and I saw that story pop up, so I'll be one of those listening, of course, tomorrow, because I thought that was fascinating. Again, we keep hearing doing more with less, and that's exactly what this research is going to take a look at, if that can be done.
Yep, we're talking. It's going to be Mike Vandahar. He's a professor of animal science at MSU. And besides the actual, you know, aspects of milk production, I mean, I think everyone knows and has some concerns over hormones and other things that are involved in producing, in cows producing milk. We're going to talk about the nature of this research, which actually walks away from any kind of chemical treatment. It's actually focused on the breeding of these cows. So it's going to be a breeding study to find if they can produce cows that are actually able to make a lot more milk with less food. So that should be interesting. And of course, we are going to be talking. It's going to be a day away from the big U2 concert. So that is going to be one of the topics of discussion, this big 360-degree tour coming to Spartan Stadium. We're going to find out from a Michigan State University official what are fans in for when they show up in East Lansing on Sunday, what kind of festivities are they anticipating, and what kind of security we're going to be looking at. So it's going to be kind of a preview to the big concert.
Well, it is, as you've just indicated, Michael, this gives you a heads up to folks who are listening that the show covers all areas, of course. Thank you so much for telling us about it, giving us a little preview. Look forward to it so much. Michael Cohen and Rich Hurl co-hosting WILS News Week in Review. Thank you, Michael. See you Monday.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks so much. Michael Cohen again, WILS Afternoon News Anchor.